Here's Naismith, right edge of the penalty area. Naismith pulling a ball back. Goal! And into the goal from Romelu Lukaku. A wonderful driven ball into the penalty area by Stephen Naismith across the six-yard box. And there was Lukaku to just steer it home after the goalkeeper was beaten by the delivery from Stephen Naismith. And Lukaku knocks in his 10th goal of the season. And that is just the start that Everton wanted. 2 minutes played and they lead 1-0.
Yeah, it's good football from Everton. They're patient. They pass it into midfield. It's Naismith who makes a run. Poor defender from Crystal Palace. Gets to the byline. I thought he picked the wrong option. He just smashed it across Spironi. Spironi gets a slight touch on it and takes it into the path of Lukaku, who bundles it in by his knee. Great start from Everton.
The ball into the penalty area, and it's Delaney who's got it down. And
off the line, Jagielka.
The ball is cleared off the line. I think it was Dwight Gayle, was it, who got closest to it in the end after the header down from Delaney. And Jagielka hooked it away from danger, almost on the goal line.
Well, I thought it was, the ball was in there. I thought the goalkeeper maybe should have came for the first one. He didn't. All of a sudden, it's Gayle who just flicks it past him. Jagielka's reacted, got on and hacked it clear. That's a let-off for Everton.
And Dwight Gayle has now gone across to take a Crystal Palace corner on the left-hand side. And the centre-backs inside the Everton penalty area. Crystal Palace centre-backs, and the ball's flicked on at the near post and then onto the top of the crossbar, was it? And now the ball is blasted off the post. The shot that came in from Sanogo hit the post, and Everton escape here and should get the ball away down the right-hand side.
They've given it away again. The sixes and sevens here.
Crystal Palace coming close to an equaliser on a couple of occasions. Here's another ball into the penalty area, and then the final overhead kick from Gayle is over the crossbar.
Tell you what, a bit of pressure. The corner comes in. We fail to clear it. The goalkeeper flaps at it. Eventually gets cleared to just about the penalty spot. It's a drive. Cleared off the line from John Stones, and we hack it to safety.
Yeah, it wasn't the post. It was Stones who got in the way. Can Everton get the 3 points here? They're coming forward now with Besic. Besic skips away from MacArthur. He can hit one here. Besic, he does. Blocked on the edge of the penalty area. No handball given. Everton on the break forward. Lukaku into the penalty area. Pulls it back to the 18-yard box for Naismith to have a crack. Naismith's shot is blocked. Here's Oviedo back towards Naismith and put behind by Palace for an Everton corner.
It's better. We've actually got up the other end of the park.
Corner on the left-hand side for Everton. Brian Oviedo is going to take this. Just over 5 minutes of the 90 to play. Oviedo's delivery into the box, onto the head of John Stones, away by Crystal Palace,
though.
Here's Puncheon, and ball won back by Everton. What a brilliant save from Spironi from the McGeady effort. Oviedo picks up the loose ball, puts it into the box, but it's cleared by Palace.
Yeah, good effort from McGeady. I think it was one for the cameras here from the goalkeeper. Spironi diving to his right, but it's a good strike from Aidan McGeady.
Everton are on the break. Two against two as Scott Dan's got back. He plays it into Lukaku. Lukaku on the edge of the penalty, into the box, drills it into the side netting.
It's a chance to finish it. What a chance to finish it.
Free kick, Everton. And Leighton Baines drills it out to the right towards McGeady. McGeady has got there. McGeady's won it well. This is a chance to seal it here for Everton. McGeady should have pulled it back to Naismith. He's gone for goal. Horrendous effort. Skied high over the crossbar. What a chance.
I can't understand, honestly. I cannot for the life of me believe what goes through players' heads from there. Surely he's just got to roll it back to Stephen Naismith.
Yeah.